Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We miss college football.
Milroe stands in. He throws into the end zone.
He caught it.
It's caught by Isaiah Bond in the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
We can't wait for the 2024 season.
Hands it off to Edwards, who bounce it outside. Got him at 40. Got him at 30. Donovan Edwards is in the clear. His second touchdown run of the ball game. This time for 46 yards. And Michigan has taken a 13-3 lead on the second touchdown of the night from the man who was not tripping.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two of our radio program. That's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We are 115 days away until Kentucky football kicks off its season against Southern Miss. And now joining us is their star defensive lineman in Deion Walker. And I see this guy's name rising up the early 2025 mock NFL drafts. Like, I'm a nerd when it comes to football mock drafts. I've already peeked those out, and I saw NBC had him as a top 15 pick next year. Deion, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this, and how you been?
I've been good, man. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So in your sophomore season, you had a big jump from your freshman year. How do you look back at last season individually for you?
I feel like it was a great season. You know, I still left a lot of plays out on the field. And, you know, I'm just not too happy about how our season ended.
What kind of jump are you looking to make in year three? I know you guys started off strong. Down the stretch, it didn't go your way. We talked about the big jump that you had individually as a player and some of the national recognition you received. But as a program and then also for you individually, what kind of, like, leap do you think you guys could take this year?
As a team, you know, we got a lot of leaders. You know, we lost some key components, but we brought in a lot of guys from our transfer portal. You know, we got all of our guys got a lot of experience. We got experience at every position group. And I just feel like we have a bunch of leaders. There aren't any just one set of leaders. We, like, if somebody has something to say, they're going to step up and say it. And I feel like that's going to, like, make our biggest jump for this next season.
Let me get to the quarterback position. We know you could hit the quarterback. Now, you don't hit your own quarterback in practice because then Coach Stoops would probably throw you out of the practice facility. But Brock Vandergriff, what do you think he could bring to this football team this year?
Brock, you know, he's a gunslinger. He's very poise in the pocket. That's one thing I do like. He's always happy. He's gonna uplift you no matter what. You could be having a bad day. He's gonna come over, tell you're gonna be all right. You have a bad practice. He's gonna try and make you laugh, try and make you get over it, And that's some great things that we need out of our quarterback, because as long as he's happy, if he's making everybody else happy around us, our team morale is gonna stay up always.
Talking to Deion Walker right now. Everyone notices your size. I don't think you get enough praise, though, for your quickness. Do you feel like your quickness is an underrated part of your game? Because when I was watching a lot of the tape last night, that's what jumps out to me, how damn quick you are getting to the quarterback.
Not too many people can my size can move like me, so it'll just sneak up on people, and that's one reason I feel like I did so good my sophomore season, because nobody was really expecting me to be as quick as I am, be as fast as I am, and be as active with my hands as I am. So yeah, I say sneak up on people a lot.
Let's say someone has never seen Deion Walker play football. How would you describe what that looks like?
I'll say, he's an active wrecking ball.
I like that. Controlled chaos.
Yes,
Also,
sir.
Braden Fisk of Florida State, he said that when he was in studio with us, controlled chaos. And I see a lot of that in him, and I see a lot of that in you as well.
Yes, sir.
Talking to Deion Walker. So how do you deal with this extra attention? When we brought you in, I discussed how already you're starting to see your name fly up the mock drafts in the first round. That means you're doing a heck of a job, but how do you kind of deal with all that extra praise and spotlight kind of getting shifted your way?
I don't really look into that, I just want to play football, I haven't really been even looking at all of the mock drafts or anything. I think I've seen one from my that's because my dad sent it to me, and it had me at like number three. But I really just been focused on my studies. We just had finals, so just finishing up.
When did you start to realize, though, in your journey that we call life, that okay, football is something not that you only just enjoy, but man, Deion Walker, I'm pretty damn good at it, and maybe I could do this one day for a living.
It was really in high school, because I was at a point in my life before one of my, I call him my uncle, but he's really just one of my old coaches, high school coaches. Before he passed, like 3 months before he passed, we had a big sit down because I wasn't right mentally, and he and I just like didn't want to play football right now. Like it was just over. And he literally came to my house. He made me have a 3 hour sit down convo with him. He's like, if you want to change your family's life, this is your chance to do it. And that really shifted my thinking as to, man, I'm just doing this for fun, to like, I really got a shot.
Sorry to hear about your loss. Just reflecting on that relationship with your coach and uncle, just how much do you still carry his memory with you to this day?
All the time, I have a tattoo of his name on me. Like, he's really shaped me to the man that I am today.
Talking to Deion Walker with us right now as we get set for Kentucky's football season, 115 days away until the Wildcats are back on the field going up against Southern Miss. Do you approach this season thinking it's going to be your last season at Kentucky, or are you just day by day in your approach?
Yeah, I want to approach it as, I'm trying to leave this year, because that's going to have me leave it all out there no matter what. That's going to have me, just going 110% every play. So I feel like I'm going to always look at it as this is my last year, than rather, no, that's okay. We got two more, just dilly-dallying.
Who's your favorite player, by the way, in the NFL? Like growing up, who was someone that you, I don't know if you modeled your game after them, but you really paid attention to and you became a fan of?
It was Calais growing up.
Love that.
Sir.
Calais Campbell, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, have you ever met him? Have you ever had any conversations with him? Just wondering.
No, I want to though.
Well, we all know he's a big dude that can move quickly, and he's going to the Hall of Fame one day. So I know it speaks for itself, but just having your defensive line kind of mindset, what are the things that you really enjoy about his game?
about his game. He just knows the game of football well, like so well. He knows what run blocks he's getting. He knows what run scheme he's getting. He knows the tendencies of whichever O-line he's going against. He's just a film warrior.
Wrapping up with Deion Walker, who joins us right now. Your football coach, Mark Stoops, I think he's one of the more underappreciated coaches in the country. What he's done at Kentucky has been absolutely phenomenal. A few 10-win seasons. How do you kind of describe your relationship with coach and just what he means to you after being with him for 2 years?
Coach Shoops, that's family. That's my dog. We always just talk about, or I could call him whenever something going on with me, or if I just want to talk, if I just want to, just chop it up with him. He's very open to that. He doesn't care. He wants to build a relationship with you as a person, not just a player. And that's one thing I love so much about him.
You know, change is part of football, right? We see players leave, we see coaches leave. When there was all that speculation that he was going to be the next coach of A&M and you knew you were coming back, or maybe you're going to hit the transfer portal, just how did you kind of process that? And when you found out that Coach Stoops was staying at Kentucky, just what kind of emotion did it bring?
That's another part into saying like the relationship, because when I seen all that, as soon as I seen it, I just called him up and like asked him, like, are you leaving? He's like, I said that I was gonna go on a visit. I never agreed to anything. And he was like, he kept it real with me. He like, I don't know if I'm gonna agree to it or not, but like that's all that I asked, is just for him to be honest.
Why did you elect to stay at Kentucky? Because you could have gone into the transfer portal. I'm sure you could have got a crazy NIL deal somewhere else. But what made you say, okay, I want to continue to be a Wildcat?
Just because I'm loyal to who's loyal to me. And Coach Stoops, all in all, not leaving and choosing to stay at Kentucky really showed his loyalty to the team, to the organization, and to the school.
Wrapping up with Deion Walker, a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show as we get you set for Kentucky's football season, 115 days away, and a little college football fix. What do you hope to prove this season? Just wondering.
That I just want us to get over that hump, I want teams to know, I want people to know that Kentucky's a team to be reckoned with.
Do you feel like this is a team that doesn't get a lot of respect? Because I think people know you're a good team, but they think there's limitations on how good Kentucky could be.
Yeah, and I hate the back talk. Oh yeah, Kentucky just can't never get over that 10-win season, can't never get over the hump. We're going to try our hardest to show them this year.
And last thing I'll ask you, I'll end you on a fun note because, right, you're a big guy, I'm a big guy. We all know big guys, we like to eat. Let's say you're not in training, right? You're not counting the calories. You're having a cheat meal. What is the Deion Walker cheat meal? Just wondering.
Man. I say some lamb chops, macaroni. It'll be a whole feast, but
How many
macaroni.
lamb chops can you take down?
Can I take now? I say about, I'm somewhere in the double digits for sure. Sure. But you feel me? It'd be about three, four lamb chops, some mac and cheese, some greens, some baked beans, some ham, just a little bit of everything.
And this has been a running question on the show. This is like the biggest character evaluation I have in a human being. When you're eating wings, do you go ranch or blue cheese?
Ranch.
Really? Oh
Ranch.
my. This is now three straight football players, Joe Alt, Braden Fisk, and now you that say that they prefer ranch over blue cheese. What is it with ranch? Because I'm a blue cheese guy.
Ranch is just so good. Blue cheese tastes like spoiled milk.
Oh,
Like,
man.
and my dad's a blue cheese guy, and I look at him every time he eats it, and I'm like, that tastes good to you? Man.
That's amazing. Well, I really enjoyed our conversation today. Good luck this upcoming season, all your future goals. Thanks so much for doing this, Dion.
Sir, thank you.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.